I'm Steve Miller reporting. Liberians went to the polls Tuesday for a presidential election they hope will mark their first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades, despite allegations of fraud. Scarlett Vitanovich reports.
Former World Footballer of the Year George Weah is squaring up against Vice President Joseph Boakai for the top job. Both of them promised to tackle poverty and corruption. They're bidding to succeed Alan Johnson Sirleaf in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after Boakai and another candidate alleged widespread fraud in October's first round of polls. However, the Supreme Court rejected that challenge earlier this month.
So far, the election process...
The National Elections Commission confirmed no major disruptions occurred in the runoff and voting was better organized than last time.
Reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he was organizing a nationwide rally on January 28th to support his call for a boycott of next year's presidential election. He called for people to go out into the streets for their rights and for the future, saying that people should not want to lose another 6 years. Russia's Central Election Commission voted on Monday to bar Navalny from running in a presidential election scheduled for March of 2018. Seven Egyptian rights groups have condemned the execution of 15 suspected Islamic militants convicted of staging a deadly attack on an army checkpoint 4 years ago in the Sinai Peninsula. The group said legal procedures against the men were flawed and that at least one of the 15 appears to have been tortured during detention. They also said the relatives were not allowed to see them on the day of their execution as the law requires. This is VOA News. South Korea said a 2015 deal with Japan over South Korean comfort women forced to work in Japan's wartime military brothels failed to meet the victims' needs. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa apologized for the controversial deal as a panel appointed by her in July to investigate the negotiations leading up to the agreement unveiled its results.
I express my deepest apologies and regrets for hurting the hearts of civic groups who have been supporting the victims and their families and all our citizens. For the fact that the universal standard of victim-oriented approach for resolving a human rights issue was not sufficiently reflected on the 2015 agreement at the time it was reached.
Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga called the agreement final.
The agreement reached last year resolving the issue of comfort women was finally and irreversibly confirmed between the two countries of Japan and South Korea. It is highly appreciated by the international society. It is extremely important that this agreement be steadily implemented.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said the South Korean people did not accept the deal, and the investigation concluded that, despite, could not be fundamentally resolved. Some Kenyan opposition lawmakers have called on the government to investigate why 90% of students who took the 2017 secondary education exams failed. Mohammed Yusuf has that story.
Speaking to reporters in Nairobi, opposition legislator Caleb Amisi says parliament needs to know why students failed. In 2017, more than 600,000 students sought for secondary education exams. Only 10% scored high enough to enter a university. The results have sparked an uproar among parents, teachers and others concerned about the fate of the students and the quality of Kenya's education system. Some officials say the mass failure resulted from efforts to reduce cheating. In an interview with Citizen Television, Education Minister Fred Matiang'i hinted that might be true.
I am very satisfied with the results we've had in the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017, because we have lived a lie for such a long time. Time is here for us now to deal with the truth.
Calls are growing for a national conference to resolve the crisis and decide what to do about the students who failed the exams. The issue is expected to be discussed in the National Assembly in February. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Israel's transportation minister is planning to dig a railway tunnel under Jerusalem's Old City, passing near holy sites and ending at the Western Wall, with a station named after U.S. President Donald Trump. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music now.